Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, a guy that probably knows it better than I do when it comes to George Hill and the rest of the personality of this team, Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks. Jim, how you doing, pal?
I'm great, Bill. Great to be with you, and I can't wait for basketball to resume tonight.
Can you validate or verify what I just said about George Hill? You talk about a really good guy.
100%.
I was blown away.
Yeah, he's terrific. Great to talk to. A pro's pro, in my opinion, and just an all-around great guy. He had an interesting story like some other people, but he grew up in Indianapolis, played high school basketball, college basketball, and professional basketball with the Pacers within about a, 5-mile radius, 10-mile radius at the most. And, he's just a good Midwestern guy.
He certainly is. When you talk about some of the kids that came out of his high school, when you talk about Greg Oden and all the different names that he started reeling off last night, it's like, my God, they had an NCAA championship team at high school. Holy mackerel, there were some good players there.
Yeah, Broad Ripple High School has a great legacy of basketball, as you know most schools in Indiana do. But it's quite a story, and I've talked to him about that too. The list of players that have come out of his high school is pretty remarkable.
I wanted to talk about this sprint to the finish. I thought it was interesting when we asked him last night. I had said, "So is the goal to get, you know, the best record in the NBA, have home court advantage throughout?" And he just kind of stopped us. He said, "Bud doesn't have goals. Bud just says go out and play hard and win today," and then talks about life, you know. Is it just that relaxed that guys have just embraced? Now, he's come out of the Pop system, so he said, look, Pop's been my guy, and because Budenholzer, Coach Bud, came out of that system, he's kind of got that same mentality. But is it just, it's like the cloud is lifted and the guys are playing free, and he said, man, other players are looking at them saying, you guys are just having fun. Now, winning cures all, but it just seems like it's fun basketball for these guys.
Well, it is, and, you know, it's interesting to me because over the years, when things aren't going well, you have to make deals and trades to try to get things going well, and, you know, you never get it where you need it to be, and now it's where it has to be. And I've always said, understanding this is simple. Executing it is a little more difficult than that. I've always said, if you take care of business today, if you come to work to win today, everything will take care of itself. You know, win the practice. Lace your shoes up properly when you come to the gym. Focus for an hour and 15 minutes. Do it right, and then tomorrow takes care of itself if you're doing that every single day, Bill. And that's what we're seeing under this coaching staff, and the players are adhering to that. And I think it is fun for them. I think they see how simple it can be in theory, and then they just go out and play. You know, the coaching staff has taken away all the mental thought processes that go into this, and essentially they're saying go out and be who you are and play and contribute, and they have the right pieces. Everybody contributes a certain thing to this team, and it's working beautifully.
The teams that are in the East, Toronto, Boston, obviously Philadelphia, Indiana, who matches up the best?
Well, it's very interesting that you ask that because I've been thinking a lot about it over the All-Star break. And with the deals that were made, I don't know. Can you tell me what kind of a team Philadelphia has now that they have Tobias Harris? For sure, without having seen them. Can you tell me what Toronto is at this point with Marc Gasol coming on board? The only team, notably, that didn't make any trades or deals at the deadline was Boston, and that's typical Boston. They say, you know, we're Boston, we'll be fine, and they may be. It's a well-coached, deep team, and Gordon Hayward is coming along, and by the playoffs, I think that team will be formidable. But right now, you know, the Bucks have the tiebreaker with Toronto, but what does that mean? Because they have Marc Gasol now. So I think the last 25 games, and we won't see Toronto anymore, but the last 25 games is going to be a bit of a feeling out process to see what these teams have done. And, of course, the Bucks with Nikola Mirotic can counter that very nicely.
I was just going to ask you about Mirotic. Now, George Hill's like, look, people have not really realized how good of a shooter he is and what he's going to bring to this team. How exciting are you, or how excited were you when you heard that they made the deal for Mirotic?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. In fact, I asked John Horst off to the side one night. I said, how surprising is it that you could get a player that seems like a perfect fit with perfect skills for this team under duress at the trade deadline? And John's answer to me, Bill, was, I wouldn't have made the deal if it weren't perfect. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
you don't hear that very often. The Bucks are in a position now where they can take that approach. I say that's outstanding.
Yeah, I would agree. I look at this team now and think, okay, where is the weakness? And the only thing I can see, John, and I was going through some of the stats last night as we were sitting down to talk, you know, you got a little bit, you'd like to see them get to the free throw line a little bit more. I thought it was interesting that while they take a lot of shots and they're one of the best scoring teams in all the NBA, they don't get to the free throw line nearly as often as you would like, and their free throw percentage is not great, but they're 16th in the league. But as far as getting to the free throw line, Is it the amount of respect that they're not getting, or they're just not being physical enough, or maybe it's just because they're, you know, jacking it up beyond the arc and they're not getting a lot of fouls on the outside?
Ding, ding, ding. To me, that's the answer. The floor is spread. There's, bodies are further away from the rim. There's less contact if you're doing this properly, according to Coach Budenholzer's system. And you add a player in Mirotic who doesn't just shoot threes, like Lopez. He shoots deep threes. He moves the defense out another 2 feet when he takes those shots very often, and that spreads the floor even more. So the more space, the less contact, that's part of it, and I think maybe the biggest part of it. I don't worry about that. I've looked at that also, and you always want to score points when the clock's not running in certain situations, but if you're doing everything right, free throws aren't as big a deal if you have a 20-point lead.
The only other two things that I could say, if I had to look at this team and say they don't get enough offensive boards, because even though they're still, when it comes to rebounds and such per game, they're way up there. Offensively, they're not. I see a lot of guys kind of drifting back down the floor after the shot goes up and steals. That's it. Other than that, the team doesn't have any chinks in the armor, do they?
Not really. Where's their field goal percentage ranking in the league? They're near the top, right?
They've been
up there all year.
Field goal percentage, they're second.
Yeah, exactly. So how many offensive rebounds are there?
That's true.
Fewer, and they're getting inside. They're one of the great paint teams and restricted area scoring teams in this league, if not the best, with Giannis. And there just aren't rebounds to get. So I think that concern is mitigated a bit by the style of play.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to the call tonight. It's going to be an interesting second half of the season, unofficially, I guess, when you talk about a sprint to the finish. But, man, real quick, and I know you get asked this all the time, and I'm going to ask you anyway. So we saw what happened early on in 2000, 2001, and we know how good that team was. In my opinion, I think with Ray and Glenn and Sam, they had some really good veterans, really good shooters. I think this team is deeper and has more superstar type of power. Would you agree?
I do. I think the team in 2001 was wonderful, but they were kind of wildly wonderful. You never knew for sure what was going to happen. They won more than they lost, but, you know, it wasn't a systematic, confident sort of approach to it. I mean, George Karl's teams were built on a little bit of chaos, and it was great, and they were successful, but I like the systematic approach. I like feeling more comfortable about a team's chance to win, and I feel that this year. And I think this is the best team I've seen in my 33 seasons. Just one point for you, just so everyone's clear, the game is not on Fox Sports Wisconsin tonight. It's a TNT exclusive.
That's right. Forgot about that.
I'm not working tonight, Bill.
Are you going as a fan?
Oh, of course.
Okay, just checking. I want to make sure you're still not kicked back on your All-Star break. I can see you sitting there in your underwear and your socks watching a game with petting a dog or something.
I did that for 7 days already. I downloaded, I took a break because I think this team's going to be playing much longer this season than in past seasons. So I took the opportunity to, dump the mental files for a week, and now I'm ready to go. Feel great and ready for the 25 games in the playoffs.
Really looking forward to it. Jim, enjoy it, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate
Always
it, pal.
Pleasure.
You too. Talk to you later. There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.